Yeah, the notion of just having a fixed triangle count per region or whatever is kind of interesting. Obviously it's capturing the same kinds of things that we're, trying to do with land impact, with varying degrees of success. Triangle count isn't the only factor that you want to look at. We'd have to think about, both what's reasonable behavior and what's kind of understandable. If you're tracking content for kind of multiple characteristics, you look at the land impact and the triangle count, and the texture complexity or whatever, then, you could be unable to res something for a bunch of different reasons, and you would have to be able to sort of track all of those different quantities in the displays. I think it would add quite a bit of complexity, both in terms of, implementation and in terms of wanting people to be able to understand what's going on, when they're in the region. It clearly is the case that we've got an awful lot of content out there that is just kind of going whole hog on triangle count, and if we can have some incentives to improve that, that would be potentially really good for performance. Beck comments on entering a region wearing an animesh. I think if you're wearing an animesh, that would be a different case because attachments don't count toward land impact. We wouldn't be likely to change the logic there since it would just be, super confusing. If you've got, some types of attachments that count toward land impact and some that don't, and so forth. Worn meshes do not count towards region limits. It is anomalous. It is. If you're designing it from scratch, I'm not sure that's the way you'd want to go, but given that that's kind of the established expectation, I think it would be tough to change.